There are immeasurable things out there in the world that I just don't understand. Why are there handicapped parking spaces at a bar? And why is it that they sell saltwater taffy at every tourist spot from Myrtle Beach to Salt Lake City? Well, I kind of get Salt Lake City. Why do you never see an actual living, growing chia pet in people's homes? They have been advertised since the beginning of infomercials, but I have never seen one in full regalia. Why would anyone carry designer luggage? Louis Vuitton is really French for, "Steal me, I'm full of designer clothes." If a wayward baggage handler is picking bags to rifle through, he is certainly not going to plunder in my Harris Teeter free giveaway suitcase. Why do they call it unsweet tea? That implies that something was done to unsweet it. It should be called tea yet to be sweetened. How can people decide on a tattoo? It will be there forever and ever, amen. We tire of our hairstyles, fashion choices, and mates. How in the world can one declare a design for the rest of eternity on how our body should be decorated? I could never get a tattoo because I regret the color of my manicure by the third fingernail. At a restaurant that offers free refills, why would anyone order a large drink? Just order a small and have refills. Duh. And why in the world would anyone tie their shoes together and fling them up onto the telephone wire? Did just one person do it and the idea was so brilliant that it set off a string of copycat shoe flingers? Or is the same idiot responsible for them all? Was he on the way to the Salvation Army donation site and just run out of time? Why do adults continually ask kids what they want to be when they grow up? I am 47 years old and I don't know what I want to be this afternoon. Why is it that you can check out a book for free at the public library but have to pay a fee for late books when you return them? I really don't understand why people continue speaking after the phrase, "You're not going to want to hear this, but..." Just stop before you finish. You already told them they don't want to hear it. Just hush. They are just going to hate you for it. I bet there's an entire chapter dedicated to that in Dale Carnegie 101. While this commentary declares a few things I don't understand, I do understand that you should not sweat the petty things, and more importantly, you should not pet the sweaty things.